This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Marks, Julian Ng and Sharit Abdullah. It is 7:38 in the morning on Wednesday the 19th of June. All is not quiet in the Middle East. Just hours after Iran threatened to derail the 2015 nuclear deal, and the US blaming Iran for a series of attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, President Trump ordered 1,000 more troops to be deployed to the Middle East. Patrick Shanahan, who's acting US Defense Secretary, he said that the Pentagon was deploying the forces for defensive purposes to address air, naval and ground-based threats in the Middle East.
And this is also on top of the additional 1,500 troops that the U.S. has sent to the region last month because of unspecified threats from Iran. And the White House at the moment is accusing Iran of engaging in nuclear blackmail after Iran said that it would soon exceed limits on its enriched uranium stockpile that were agreed on the 2015 deal.
Yeah, so Iranian President Hossein Rouhani has reacted to this and said yesterday that Tehran would not fight a war against another country. The reason that they've given is because that they're politicians are, you know, with little experience. So it sounds like Iran is already taking a dig at President Trump. That said, Iran has come under massive economic pressure over the past year since President Trump unilaterally withdrew the 2015 nuclear deal.
And as well as reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil sales, wider energy industry, shipping, banking, insurance and more. And this was all a part of Trump's maximum pressure policy. So the nuclear deal itself that Trump withdrew from, it was a joint comprehensive plan of action to ease the sanctions on Iran in exchange for verifiable limits on their nuclear program. And withdrawal from the deal was part of Trump's election manifesto. He described it as the worst deal by Obama to curb Iran on missile and alleged terrorist activities. Iran has been accused of building a crescent of Shia influence from Damascus to Baghdad and Lebanon to Yemen. So to better understand what's at stake, we have on the line James Dorsey, Senior Fellow at the Middle East Institute of the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies in Singapore. Thank you for joining us, James. Now, with both of the US and Iran digging in their heels, do you think we'll be seeing tensions boil over into military conflict in the region anytime soon?
I don't think that either side wants a military conflict, or at least a full-fledged war. The problem with it is that twofold. One is, with the buildup that you have, accidents can happen and spiral out of control. But equally serious is the fact that U.S. policy seems to be based on the principle of we can impose our will and force Iran to do what we want it to do and have this military buildup with no, at least, productive diplomatic back channel. So, in other words, there's virtually no diplomacy, and it's all military posturing, and that is a dangerous situation.
James, the U.S. has also pointed the finger at Iran for the tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman, and I suppose using this as an excuse to send troops into the region. Are these accusations warranted?
Well, I mean, ultimately, we don't have the final proof, but indications are that it was the Iranians. And frankly, I can make the case both that it was and that it wasn't, even though I'm starting to lean towards it probably was. And I think it serves two purposes for the Iranians. One is domestic. It shows Iranians that the Iranian government is standing up to pressure. And on the other hand, what you can argue is that you're seeing this U.S. buildup, and we've been seeing that for some time with the arrival of the aircraft carrier. And the Iranians are responding and saying, sure, you can build this up, but we have quite significant military capabilities regionally too, and you may want to consider what the consequences is of the way that we are going.
And James, you know, it's noteworthy that little has been heard about other Middle Eastern nations on the situation. What's your read on the regional dynamics in this regard?
Well, I think obviously U.S. allies, as a matter of principle, support the U.S. policy. However, there are differences. So you have, on the one hand, Israel, which wants regime change, but on the other hand, does not want to come out too publicly at this moment, because of the Israeli-Palestinian issue, it would undermine or make it more difficult for the Gulf states. The Gulf states obviously back U.S. policy in Iran. However, I would argue that if, on the one hand, people, hardliners in the Bush and in the Trump administration, like John Bolton, his national security advisor, want regime change and they want it now, the Saudis, and particularly Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, does not, in my mind, want immediate regime change. He wants the regime to be destabilized. He wants the Iranians to run around in circles trying to put out fires, because he needs several years to put building blocks in place, including building up the Saudi gas industry, which would then allow him to position the kingdom more forcefully as a long-term sustainable regional player.
And in response to the U.S. side sending troops to the region, China has called on all sides to be rational and restrained. And he added that China added that the U.S. and Iran must not allow this vicious cycle to slide into conflict. Do you think that this would be an expansion of that trade spat that the U.S. is currently having with China, and a more serious one at that because it involves military implications?
Well, I'm not sure that Iran is a major factor in the broader issues between the United States and China. The U.S. and China have bigger fish to fry. And the Chinese don't really have a lot of leverage in this conflict. That is to say that the Chinese, because of the trade disputes and other issues that are playing, have been very cautious in terms of pushing the envelope and violating U.S. sanctions on Iran. And while the Iranians have primarily addressed their concerns to the Europeans, because they are the major player in building the infrastructure that potentially could circumvent the U.S. sanctions, the Chinese have done very little to really help them in that beyond statements like we've seen in the last day or two.
Thank you so much. And that was James Dorsey, Senior Fellow at the Middle East Institute of the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, weighing in on the powder keg that is the currently the Gulf of Oman, where the U.S. and Iran appear to be facing off ahead of potential trade tensions and more tensions in that region. So be sure to stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.